Welcome back to the Deep Dive. I want to start today with a feeling. A feeling that I think pretty much everybody has right now. It doesn't matter if you're running a Fortune 500 company or you're just trying to build a personal brand. It's the feeling of drowning.
Drowning in just the noise of it all.
Not even the noise. Drowning in the shelf space.
Yeah.
Think about it. TikTok, Spotify, YouTube, Google. They all have effectively infinite shelves. There's no limit to what they can host. But our capacity to fill that space, that is, you know, strictly biological, we have to sleep.
Right. It's the classic asymmetry of the digital age, isn't it? The platforms are infinite, but human production is very, very finite. And for a long time, the only way to solve that was just money, throwing massive amounts of money at it.
Exactly. The old world solution was to build this machine made of people. You want a blog?
Yeah.
Okay, hire an editorial team. You want a podcast?
You need audio engineers, producers.
Or you want TikToks? You need a whole video crew, editors, lighting.
And that's what hits what we call the production bottleneck. I was looking at the numbers from our research packet. Outsourcing just one high-quality podcast episode that can run you anywhere from, what, $150 to $15,000.
And a single 60-second video is $3,000. It's just prohibitively expensive to be everywhere.
So you don't. You pick a lane.
You pick one lane. You say, we're a Twitter company or we're a podcast company. And you just have to ignore the rest. But today we are looking at two pieces of technology that when you kind of snap them together, they supposedly break that bottleneck.
Completely.
Yeah, we're talking about moving from manual creation to something more like automated transformation.
Automated transformation. I like that.
It's really about building a factory.
Mm-hmm.
So on one side, we have the engine, the auto content API. And I want to be clear, this isn't like a creative assistant. It's industrial infrastructure.
Yep. And on the other side, we have the builders. A company called Cloud Devs, because as we'll see, having a Ferrari engine in your garage doesn't really help if you don't know how to build the car around it.
That's a great setup, the engine and the driver. Let's pop the hood on the engine first. Auto Content API. Now I see API and I get a little nervous. Is this just another ChatGPT wrapper where I type in a prompt and get some generic blog post?
No, and that's a really crucial distinction. The core philosophy here is content transformation. The whole premise is that you don't need new ideas. You already have them. You have the blog post, the white paper, the PDF report.
You just don't have the time or the money to turn it into a video or a podcast.
Exactly. You lack the capacity to transmute that text into other formats.
Okay, but we've seen tools that do this. I mean, Google's Notebook LM is pretty cool. You drop a PDF in and you get two AI hosts chatting about it. How is this different?
Notebook LM is fantastic, but it's a consumer toy. It's manual. You have to drag, you drop, you wait. Auto content is API first, and that means it's designed for what's called programmatic generation.
Programmatic.
Yeah.
So, no human hands.
Zero human hands. Instead of you clicking a button, your server talks to their server. So you could set up a system where, say, every time you publish a blog post, a signal goes out, and 5 minutes later, boom, a podcast about that post appears on Spotify.
And a video on YouTube.
Without you touching a single thing.
Okay, let's pause on the quality, though. Because automated video usually means those awful robotic voices and stock footage that look like a PowerPoint from 2005. I can't put that out there if I'm a serious brand.
And that was totally true, maybe 2 years ago. But the documentation for auto content is really stressing natural, steady, and believable audio. It can do multi-speaker dialogue, you know, a host and an expert, back and forth banter, even interruptions.
And it's all generated from just text.
All from text. And it scales globally.
Yep.
We're talking 50 plus languages.
So I could write this script right here in English.
Yeah.
And the API could just output the audio in Mandarin and German at the same time.
Correct. And it handles the video side, too. Not just cheesy stock footage, but faceless vertical shorts for Reels or TikToks. It uses AI avatars, proper lip-syncing, subtitles.
Yeah.
It's designed to actually pass the scroll test.
I want to push back on one thing, though, the hallucination problem.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm, say, a bank or a medical company, I can't have an AI just making up facts for a podcast. That's a liability nightmare.
That is the single biggest risk with standard LLMs. They're just predicting the next word, right? They're not checking facts. But auto content has this feature called deep research. It uses autonomous agents.
agents. You mean like little bots that go out and surf the web?
Think of them as digital research assistants. So unlike ChatGPT, which is relying on data from last year, these agents browse the live web. They'll go to the Financial Times or SEC.gov or medical journals. They read the actual reports, they cite the sources, and they generate a structured research paper before they even start creating the media.
So it grounds the whole thing in reality.
It grounds it. It creates a source of truth first.
That's smart. Okay, let's talk brass tacks, the economics. We said a manual podcast could be hundreds, even thousands of dollars. What are we looking at here?
It's frankly startling. You're moving from what's called a linear cost model to a logarithmic one. Manually, you want 10 times the content, you pay 10 times the money.
Sure.
With this API, a podcast episode costs between like 10 cents and maybe 2 euros. A full video is about 4 euros.
4 euros. That's the price of a latte for a marketing asset that used to cost a week's wages.
Precisely. You can flood the zone for the price of lunch.
Okay, so that's the engine. It's powerful. It's cheap. But here's the catch, and I feel like this is where the dream falls apart for a lot of people. You said earlier this is headless.
Right. Headless just means there's no front end. There's no website you log into and press a big button that says make viral video. It's just code. It's raw infrastructure.
So you need to write Python or Node.js. You need a developer.
You need a developer. Which brings us to our second big problem. If I'm a marketing director, I don't know Python. But hiring developers right now, it's a nightmare. It's slow, it's expensive.
And you don't know if they're any good until 6 months in and it's too late?
Exactly. That is the implementation gap. You have this powerful API, but you need someone to wire it all up. And that is where Cloud Devs comes into the picture. They position themselves as a talent marketplace specifically for this kind of high-level work.
And they focus on Latin America, right? Why LATAM specifically? Is that just a cost play? Are we just talking about cheaper labor?
The cost is definitely part of it. The rates they quote are around $45 to $75 an hour, which, I mean, that's a 60% saving compared to a U.S. agency. But if you talk to any CTO, the real strategic advantage isn't the money. It's the time.
You mean time zones?
Time zones, exactly. If you outsource to India or Eastern Europe, you're always dealing with a 10 or 12 hour time lag. You send a message, you go to sleep, and you just hope they understood it. With Latin American talent, Brazil, Argentina, Mexico, they're on US time zones.
So you can actually talk to them in real time.
You can Slack them at 2 p.m. and get a reply at 2.05 p.m. That real-time collaboration is huge if you're building something complex like an automation pipeline. You can't debug code over email across 3 days.
No, you can't. But I'm still worried about quality. Outsourcing has a bit of a stigma. How do I know I'm not getting a junior dev who learned to code on YouTube last week?
That's the big claim Cloud Devs makes. They have this massive pool, like 500,000 developers, but they say they accept less than the top 5%. They have a three-step vetting process. First is an English and attitude check.
Which is huge. Communication breaks projects more than bad code.
Totally. Second is a technical assessment for their specific skills, but the third one is the kicker, a live coding challenge.
Oh, so they have to solve a problem while someone is watching them.
In real time. It's high pressure, but it filters out anyone who's just good at faking it, you know? The ones who rely too heavily on copying and pasting code. And because this pool is all pre-vetted, they make this 24-hour promise. You can hire a senior developer today and have them start working tomorrow.
Okay, so we have the ingredients. We've got the cheap, powerful engine and auto content and the skilled, accessible driver from Cloud Devs. I want to make this concrete for the listener because right now these are still abstract ideas. Let's say I hire a Cloud Devs engineer tomorrow. What exactly am I asking them to build? Give me your recipe.
Okay, let's start with a classic, programmatic SEO. Let's say you run a travel site. You want to rank for weekend getaways.
Right. But the problem there is you need thousands of pages to rank for everything. Weekend getaways in Austin, in Dallas, in Duluth.
And Google hates those pages if they're just empty templates with a different city name swapped in. They call it thin content. You get penalized for it.
Okay, so what's the play?
So, you hire a Python engineer from Cloud Devs. They write a script that generates, say, 5,000 unique landing pages. But they don't just put text on them. They hook up the auto content API.
Walk me through that flow. How does the code actually make the content?
Okay, so the script takes the city name, let's say Denver. It sends Denver to the Deep Research API to find the top 5 trending restaurants and hikes there right now. real live data. Then it sends that research to the audio API to create a 3-minute podcast episode called The Insider's Guide to Denver. Then it sends the same research to the video API to make a 60-second vertical video for the top of the page.
And the developer automates all of this. I'm not recording 5,000 separate podcasts myself.
It's entirely automated. The Cloud As engineer builds the pipeline. So now you've got 5,000 pages, but instead of just thin text, every single page has unique audio and video. Your dwell time, how long a user stays on the page, it skyrockets. Because they're listening, they're watching. You've turned a spam tactic into a high-value media network.
That is actually brilliant. It solves the quality problem at massive scale. But it really does rely on that engineer setting it up right.
Exactly. If that script breaks, you have 5,000 broken pages. That's why you need the senior talent.
Okay, give me another one. What about speed? The news cycle is so fast now.
Let's talk about newsjacking, or what some people call the reaction loop. The Auto Content API has a module for real-time social intelligence. It basically monitors Twitter and Reddit for trending topics.
So it knows what everyone is angry or excited about at this exact moment.
Exactly. But knowing is only half the battle. You have to react before the trend dies, right? So your Cloud Devs engineer builds a workflow. The API detects a trend, let's say a sudden drop in Bitcoin prices.
Right.
That's the trigger. It fires the workflow. The code grabs the trend, sends it to the deep research agent to find out why it's dropping. The agent writes a script. The script goes to the video API. And 5 minutes later, a video is automatically posted to your TikTok explaining the entire crash.
5 minutes from detection to post.
Without a human lifting a finger.
But let me play devil's advocate here. Why do I need a senior developer for that? Can't I just kind of glue that together with Zapier?
You can try, but what happens when the API throws a 503 error? Or the source article is behind a paywall and the agent gets stuck? A Zapier script just breaks. You get an email 4 hours later saying, your Zap failed.
And you've totally missed the trend by then.
Completely. A senior developer writes error handling. They build logic that says, if this fails, retry 3 times, then switch to a backup source, then alert the human. That robustness is the difference between a toy and a real business asset. That's the implementation gap we're talking about.
That makes a lot of sense. You're building a machine. You don't want it to explode while you're sleeping. What about inside a company? We've talked a lot about marketing, but what about just internal knowledge? My inbox is a disaster.
This is what I call the CEO paradox. CEOs want to communicate with their teams, but they have zero time to record polished videos or write long emails. So a Cloud Devs developer can build a simple internal tool. The CEO records a messy 30-second voice note on their phone while walking to the car and just uploads it.
And the API cleans it up.
The developer uses the voice cloning endpoint. The API cleans the audio. It expands the points into a coherent script, and then it regenerates the whole thing in the CEO's exact voice, but spoken perfectly. No ums or ahs. It can then distribute that as a daily update podcast to the whole company. It just solves knowledge transfer.
So it's like cloning your leadership team. But I'm hearing a theme here. We keep saying developer, but this feels like a really specific kind of developer. You're not just building a website menu, you're managing AI flows, prompts, context windows.
You've hit on a massive macro trend. There's a huge surge in demand for AI talent. I was looking at a Randstad study, it was in the Cloud Devs materials, that says demand for AI skills has shot up 500% in just 1 year.
Wow, but the supply of talent hasn't. Everybody's fighting for the same 10 people.
Exactly. 3/4 of companies say they just can't find the talent. And this is why that curated pool at Cloud Devs is so interesting. They aren't just generic web devs. They have engineers who specifically focus on LLMs, machine learning, and API integration.
So if you want to build this automated enterprise, you're not just hiring a coder. You're hiring an AI architect.
That's the perfect term for it. You hire a Cloud Devs engineer to manage the recipes. They are the ones who tune the engine. They make sure the output doesn't sound generic. They make the Auto Content API sing because they understand how to chain the prompts so the research agent talks correctly to the scriptwriting agent.
Let's zoom out for this last part. If we have infinite content and automated distribution, what does the web even look like in 5 years? Because right now, the web is built for humans to read.
We are moving toward what some people call the agentic web. This is a huge shift. Right now, you optimize your content so a human clicks on it. But very soon, AI agents, like the ones powering Google's new search or Apple Intelligence, they will be the ones reading your content to answer user questions.
And AI agents don't care about fluffy marketing copy. They just want the facts.
Exactly. They like structured data, JSON. Facts. The Auto Content API outputs structured data by default. By building this pipeline now, you are literally future-proofing your business for a world where machines are your primary audience.
I also saw a note about audio indexing. That feels pretty big.
Yes. Search engines are starting to listen. If you ask Siri or Alexa a question, they are going to prioritize audio sources. So by using a developer-built pipeline to convert all your text into audio, you are maximizing your SEO for voice search. You're making your entire brand audible to the algorithm.
Yeah, and the last piece is the global aspect. We touched on translation, but the implication is just wild.
Globalization is the final frontier. I mean, usually you conquer your home market, and then maybe 2 years later you hire a translation team. But a Cloud Ads engineer can set up a localization workflow where your English content is automatically cloned into Spanish, French, and Japanese the moment it's published. You can multiply your addressable market by 5 or 10 times overnight.
It's just incredible. It really is the difference between a craft making things by hand, one at a time, and a true industry.
That's the perfect way to summarize it.
So to recap our deep dive today, you have the engine that's the Auto Content API, which brings your production costs down to basically zero and lets you scale infinitely. And then you have the driver, that's the elite talent from Cloud Devs, that you can hire in 24 hours to build a custom vehicle to actually race that engine.
That's the formula right there.
So here's the question we want to leave you with today. In a world where creating content becomes effectively free and infinite, the competitive advantage is no longer about who can create the best video or write the best blog post. It's about who has the best engineering architecture to distribute it all automatically. So look your business and ask yourself, are you building a media company or are you building a media machine?
That's the question.
Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.